CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two women have been killed in a crash in Ottawa, north of Durban. Two vehicles collided on Old Main Road this morning. KZN VIP's Gareth Naidu says emergency first responders were called to the scene a short while ago.
Upon arrival of KZN VIP medics, it was established that there was a head-on collision involving a SUV and a minibus taxi. Paramedics began assessing. Traffic is still affected as law enforcement have to investigate the scene.
It's believed a pregnant woman is among those injured. Police on the Berea investigating a case of assault after a DUT student was stabbed. The 22-year-old was wounded in the attack, allegedly carried out by a fellow student at the Steve Biko campus residence last week. Provincial spokesperson for the SAPS, Robert Nichwinder, says the suspect entered the young woman's room and attacked her with a sharp wooden object.
The motive of the assault is suspected to be related to an ongoing altercation between the two, which resulted in the suspect's removal from the room.
Meanwhile, management at the Durban University of Technology says it wants the law to run its course, adding that it won't be commenting at this stage. South Africa will today begin repatriating the remains of 45 Botswana nationals killed in a bus crash over the Easter long weekend. Only one child survived the horror crash. Several dignitaries, including Botswana's High Commissioner Sanji Monakeng and Limpopo Health MEC Papira Matuba, are leading the repatriation process at the Polokwane International Airport this morning. Members of the Zion Christian Church were on an annual Easter pilgrimage and travelling to Moriah when their bus plunged 50 metres off a bridge. Now, the Office of the Presidency has confirmed ongoing engagements with authorities in the UAE concerning South Africa's efforts to extradite the Gupta brothers. Prosecutors last week asked President Cyril Ramaphosa to assist in fast-tracking the extradition of Rajesh and Atul Gupta. Authorities want them to stand trial on charges of money laundering and fraud here. They were arrested in Dubai in 2022. Last year, a court in the UAE rejected South Africa's extradition request based on a technicality. And finally, an American lottery winner has revealed he plans to use his $1 billion prize money to find a good doctor. Cheng Safin from Oregon has been battling cancer for the last 8 years. In the weeks leading up to the Powerball draw, Cheng slept with numbers written on a piece of paper under his pillow, praying he'd win for his family. It's the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. A recap of Ali's story. Two women have been killed in a double vehicle crash in Ottawa, north of Durban this morning. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.